Okay, copy that.
I don't know whether you're on or we are, but,
sounds like an interesting crater in any case.
Hey, I'll wait till you see the bottom of it.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, Jordy, it's clearly a darker rim crater. The, inner wall is quite blocky over it, but, except for the, western portion of it, which is less blocky than the others, the floor is, hummocky as we thought it was in the photograph. The central, peak, if you will, or central mound is very blocky and jagged, and the, impression I have of the, other, mounds in the bottom is that they look like slump, masses that may have come off the side.
Okay, copy that. And
that's just what they look like. I'm not sure that they have a pinch appearance.
Okay, and the primary priority, the number one and two priorities at the station will be samples from the crater rim and a pan from the crater rim. Over.
Okay, we've got a large boulder of a very intensely fractured rock right on the rim, right near the rover. It looks like a finely vesicular version of our cyanoferrocene gabbro. It's obviously crystalline and has generally that same appearance. There is in one spot here some inclusions of a darker gray rock, also intensely fractured. The fracture systems, I think, will show up well in the flight line stereo. Bob, do you have TV?
Roger, we have TV, and you might brush the lens for us before you run away.
Yeah, I'll get it. I gotta get my battery covers clean.
Okay, I'm gonna take a pan while I'm waiting for you.
And we're gonna want the steps opened and dusted as well here, still with the switches turned off.
Okay. Oh, hey!
Wait a minute.
What?
Where are the reflections? I've been through once.
There is orange soil.
Well, don't move it till I see it.
It's all over. Orange.
Don't move it till I see it.
I've stirred it up with my feet. Hey, it is. I can see it from here. It's orange.
Wait a minute, I put my visor up.
It's still orange.
Sure it is.
Crazy. Orange. I've got to dig a trench, Houston.
I guess we better work fast.
Getting harder to get on and off, too. But I sure don't want to lose it. Man, I might start putting that under my seat. Well, snap me with a little cold water.
Okay, the stuff has been dusted. I think I gave you 102 or something like that.
Fantastic, Sports fans. It's trench time.
You can see this in your color television, I'll bet you. I think there'll be orange soil on the moon.
Open eyes. Tell Ron to get the lunar sounder over here. It looks just like an oxidized desert soil. That's exactly right.
Total stay time here, 30 minutes.
Well, I'm going to clean their glasses so they know we're... Can you wait a minute on that pan you're taking?
I already took it.
No, I mean the television camera. I'll put you back where I had you. Now, I'll let you put you right where you finished your pan. You know, that orange is along a line, Gino, along the rim crest.
Does it follow circumferential?
Yeah. Man, if there ever was, I'm not going to say it, but if there ever was something that looked like a fumarole alteration, this is it. Okay, let me give you a gravimeter. Mark it.
Okay, mark the gravimeter.
And she is flashing. Never mind, Bob. I'm going to go to standby. I got to get my Noman. Hey, I think we hit one of those things we've got to reconsider on, Houston.
Yeah, the problem is we're looking at push constraints right now, as luck would have it, of course.
Mark it, gravimeter.
Roger, copy that.
What's wrong with the TV? Aren't you watching it?
It seems to have died slowly there.
We're having tilt problems with the TV.
Well... Stand by. Now I'm going to give you another standby and another mark.
Okay.
Standby, on, and mark it.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I've trenched across the trend of the yellow... By the orange, there is a light gray material on either side. Oh, man, that's incredible. Hey, Gene, we're going to have to...
That's incredible.
You need to get a down sun color.
That's incredible.
As well as I'll get my black and white.
I'll get it.
That's it.
right across that contact, too.
I will.
Okay, bye, got one.
Mac 509 has got the orange material from all about 2 to 3 inches down.
Copy that. Okay, we're suggesting intermediate for you, Jack.
Okay, the light gray, which is on either side, we sample
let me get some more.
Yeah, a little more. All of this is getting mixed a little bit with about a half centimeter thick light gray or medium gray covering over the whole area. Bob, the gray material is adjacent to the red material is in 5'10".
Copy that.
I had it, and I can't see it now.
And the LMP is intermediate.
Copy that.
5'10", Bob.
Copy that.
And that's a... And that orange band is about a meter wide, I think.
About a meter.
You can't get to the end of it, bottom of it, though, can you?
I haven't been able to yet.
Okay.
Just to be sure, why don't we sample this side of it, too?
Yeah, then I'm going to go get the can.
Okay. Once. I remember where we put it.
Bob, where we put the small
It's thing? In the, it's in bag 7 under my seat.
Okay.
That's good.
511 has the gray from the other side of the orange band, and the other side happens to be the crater side.
That's right. North side.
Okay, why don't you look around a minute, and I'll get that can.
Okay, I'm going to see if this goes on down here as a zone.
Like it's ellipsoidal area.
17. If yes, my we'd like to get the double core here instead of the small can. A double core, please, instead of the small can.
Okay. Do you want it in the orange?
Roger, that's a firm. We can put cores in gray soil all the time.
Well, it's a vertical stratigraphy. Do you want to go sideways a little with it? Or you just want to get as deep as you can, huh?
I expect you want to get, let's go as deep as you can in the orange, please, there, Jack. And the one problem with the station, Jack, is not that we can find the side priorities between this station and another station. It's the fact that we're running up against the walk back constraints here in just a very few minutes, about 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay, Bob, and the bottom, will be 4-4 and the top will be 3-5.
Copy that. And after the core, we'd like you to go over and sample some of that, some of the big rocks there on the rim, if you could, very quickly. That'll be the next order of priority after that.
We will. Yes, sir.
And I'm not sure whether your pan will look down into the crater or not, Jack, but if it didn't, we'd like to get another one from them. Hey, there's the crater.
It did. Yeah, look into it yourself, and then I'll also get you a stereo pan before we leave. I can do that.
Roger. That's some crater.
Got your hammer?
Yeah, I've practiced too long on taking stereo pans on craters without getting one here.
I got mine from right down there. So,
what is that right there?
What?
That right there?
I don't see. Oh, it's a piece of glass, probably.
Boy, it sure is.
Hey, how about right up here? You know, that we just about got
to the upper edge of this little ellipsoid zone. I think we're going to have to, we've messed up most of it. Let's try right over here.
I got a little piece of glass in my pocket.
Bob, the upper portion of the core is going to be a little bit disturbed because we've walked around the area so much.
Okay, copy that.
That was a little piece of black glass.
You may want to get up here.
All of black glass.
Okay, that, did you get a, hold it, I'll get a shot. Get your picture. That's about as far as I could shove it in.
Okay, and 17, while you're doing that, was the gray mantle over the top of this, or was it showing all the way through to the surface?
No, it was over the top. It's about a half centimeter over the top.
Copy that.
He's getting about 3 centimeters of wax.
Very good.
I tell you, it's a lot harder going in than that double core was back there. Yeah. It's pretty hard. It acts like it's inherently cohesive. It breaks up in angular fragments.
Copy that.
In the central portion of the zone, it actually has a crimson hue, a red hue. Outside of that, it's orange, and outside of that, it's gray.